Okay, welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick, a motivational, I'm going to stop saying that, a business and motivational podcast.
Okay, that does sound good.
With Antonio T. Smith Jr.
And Hi. Tempest S. Smith. Yeah, I'm going to start saying that.
But I don't say my name like that.
What do you say your name?
I don't do the S.
Okay, you just say Tempest
Smith. Maybe, you know what, maybe when I turn 30, I'll start that whole S thing.
But you're almost 30.
Like you're 6 months
you're
away.
You're pretty old.
No, I am not.
Whoa. Whoa. 30's not old.
No, I used to think 30 was old. But now that I'm on the other side of 30, 80 isn't old anymore.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Not at
all. Yeah. Take me when I'm 98.
Right.
So good. Well, listen, let's skip a lot of the introduction because we just shot an episode that was incredible. We did You Can't Hear Hummingbirds with Kiki Lauderdale, and at the very off air, energy moved, and so what we decided was let's just follow it. So we're right back, the same people. So if you just listen to, You Can't Hear Hummingbirds, we have Sheldon, right? He's back, and this time he has a story. And this episode is about him. So you barely hear from Kiki. You're going to hear more from him. And we don't know what's going to happen. But I know for sure my best bet is to always let Tempest lead. Because she has all the emotion. And you can't ever go wrong going with emotion in this moment. So go ahead. We don't know what's going to happen. But I do know what's written down on this thing that I just received. And you haven't read it, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so that's great then. So if you haven't read it, then I'll take over then.
Okay,
good. I'll take over. So here we are. So Sheldon has a story. First off, Sheldon, introduce yourself to the listening audience that, unfortunately, there's 67, 80-something countries in which we're hearing you. So they're going to hear your story.
First of all, my name is Sheldon Williams. I'm originally from Galveston, Texas.
Okay. Now, Sheldon, do you do anything, any entrepreneur thing, script writer? You've got a billion-dollar business that we need to know about? Let's put that out there.
Well, I'm starting a shirt, starting a clothing line. It's called Tight White, TW.
Okay.
Stands for True Worship.
Okay.
The Word.
Okay.
And
nice.
Ron Galson, Lamar Hitchcock. I'm known for tight white, and that's the white I represented, the white, because it's a purification,
okay.
A cleanliness next to godliness. So I believe that, because there was so much game banging, and God led me with the white, the TW, so I have a clothing line as well.
Clothing line as well, so we're going to, any information we have, we'll put that down, but hold on, so you're spiritual.
Absolutely.
So you're spiritual. Now, I get it because I know what I got written down that you slid to me and it was awesome. And it wasn't on. In fact, let us say what you said off air, so they can know how this came. Because you weren't going to say anything. You weren't going to say anything. And then Kiki mentioned that you're modest, and so tell us how you were hiding and we were going to take a walk, but that never happened. So go ahead and lift us there, and then I'll pick up from there. But don't mention what's written down, because don't mention what's written down. Just mention that you've written down because she doesn't know. And so I'm going to use that to our advantage. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, like I said, I came in support of Kiki.
Okay. So you were not supposed to be heard.
Not supposed to be here at all.
And you didn't even try to be heard.
Not at all. She asked me to come with her. I'm like, man, I'm really not trying to go. She like, come on, you can't support me. I'm like, man, let me get up. What time you got to be there? She said, 12 o'clock. I'm like, what? You need to hurry up. I'm like, oh, man. So, I hurry up, put on my clothes, and I decided to be here in support of Kiki and what she has going on, You Can't Hear Hummingbird.
Okay.
And with that, the energy was just moving in the room. And
that's right.
Didn't even have no clue about why I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
But that's how God worked, as Miss
Tempest
said, that everything happens for a reason.
Everything.
I'm sitting in this room for a reason. We all sitting here for a reason.
That's right.
So with that said, as the energy started flowing, before it was over, I ended up writing down something way before it was over, matter of fact. Mm-hmm.
And I saw you write.
Absolutely.
I did. That was about 30 minutes ago. 30 minutes in that episode. Okay. Right. So you wrote down.
Right. So I wrote some things down. And the spirit said, no, don't give it to him yet. So I put it down, put the pen down, and said I wasn't going to even give him what I wrote down. I was going to wait till after we walk out the session, and that way we can go talk about what I wrote down, shall I say. And after the session was over with, mm-hmm. No, matter of fact, Kiki Kiki ended up saying some things about me. So I said, okay, then the spirit led me to go ahead and give him what I wrote down. So I slid him the cardboard in which I had written some things down. As Kiki was talking about me, he ended up understanding what she was really actually saying about me. Because we don't even know each other that well in here to really actually know what we possess. You know, the qualities, shall I say. Anyway, I slid it to him. He started reading it. And then everything just started coming together after that.
Okay, so I still don't want to bring it up yet. But for sure, energy met energy.
Absolutely.
And it exploded all over the place. And it's been happening for a while. So here we are in an unplanned episode that was always planned by some infinite intelligence. Okay, you weren't supposed to be here, but you were.
Absolutely.
You weren't supposed to talk, but you did.
Absolutely.
And we weren't supposed to do this episode, but it's meant to be. Wow. There's somebody that needs to hear what we're about to do next. And since I know, and this is rare, because normally Tempest knows, and I have no idea. So we're going to lean a lot on Tempest and then myself. I'm going to ask some questions, and we're going to let you talk. But I want to continue setting it up, because I know it's written down, and it's key, and it's a bit, well, we'll get there in a second. So before we get there, okay, so you can't hear hummingbirds, and that was your go. And so now we have an episode in which we can help people. So let us talk all about you. But before we get to what you wrote down, let's do something a bit entertaining for a second. So let's talk about before this moment, decades before, what was your mindset? Whatever that means to you, however this moment tells you to answer that. Answer that mindset question, and then we'll say what we're here for.
My mindset was in a box. It was trapped.
Okay.
First of all, it was the insecurity of the lack of education, for one.
Okay.
Two, I believe I couldn't succeed.
Okay.
And three, I thought that by living in the ghetto, as we would say, in the environment in which I grew up, I thought, hey, this is all I would know. This is all that I would ever be. So I bought into it. I accepted.
Right.
I embraced it.
That's right.
Wholeheartedly. And on that path, I began down the path of selling drugs.
Okay. So you were a criminal? That's what people call you? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you did some illegal activities in the low-income urban environment.
Yes.
You bought into that mentality. Now, did you ever have to face those consequences?
Yes, I did.
Now, let's get to this episode. So, what was revealed by the infinite intelligence that says this needs to be spoken of in this moment? What has happened to you that's on that cardboard? And that's what this episode is about.
What happened was it was a moment in my life that I had experienced that I've never experienced before. Mm-hmm. And that moment was I went to prison. I had never been to prison a day in my life. The closest I came to prison was maybe boot camp, and that was like 72 days. Mm-hmm. On good behavior, I came home. And the most time I ever did out my life in jail was 6 months. Okay. So I ended up going to prison, being faced with a life sentence. I had received a life sentence.
Okay, so you got this, let's just, so here you are. A we'll call you a product of your environment, but you accepted the mentality of your environment, and that led to the consequences of your acceptance.
Absolutely. Right?
Like this, that's important. Because that's going to keep coming up over and over, and I know it in my mind. You have to deal with the consequences of what you accept. Not deal with the consequences of what you're around.
Absolutely.
Dealing with the consequences of what you let in.
Absolutely.
Ah, right? So that's going to keep coming up.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, you're going to
say that one more time.
It's not that you deal with the consequences of what you're around. You deal with the consequences of what you let in.
Mm.
Now that's key, right? And I love to say it this way, and Tempest has heard me say this before. We're all vessels. We're all boats. And man has designed boats, ships, vessels, to conquer the water.
Right.
But and here's what's funny about when you design something or when you are something that's meant to conquer what is water or what you're meant to conquer. A boat is never in danger until what's outside of the boat gets inside of the boat.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Right?
Wow. That's right.
Right? See, so as we, it doesn't matter. It could be a storm. Right. It doesn't matter. It's when the water that is meant to be conquered gets inside of the boat, then the boat is in danger of capsizing, sinking, being destroyed, and the people therein.
Yes.
So you were a vessel, and it wasn't until what was outside of you got inside of you,
right,
in which you drowned.
Right.
Now, you're supposed to be drowned. You're supposed to be a drowning victim.
Absolutely.
But you're not.
Absolutely.
Let's open that up. So, you were serving a life sentence. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead. Pick up right there.
Well, I received a life sentence. First time ever going to prison. Like I said, the most I ever done in jail was 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, that was a difficult moment in my life. Very, very hard. And as we would say, those dark days. That was dark days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have dark days when you're selling drugs and doing illegal activity. Those dark days. But when you receive a life sentence, your first time ever going to prison, it's really dark. Because now you feel as though that you're all alone now.
Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. Because I want to come back to that feeling, okay? But let's go to you real quick. So now, when you have a lot of empathy, and I don't have this, I have strategic thinking. That's why I know how to organize episodes and things. My brain kind of works like a computer chip, a graphic card. Okay. I can take megabytes and information, and then I can visualize things and move them into places, and then I can go out into things that don't exist and see how they interact with one another.
Bless
and then build that thing. My brain works like that. I have a near photographic memory. Like just for entertainment purposes, this is a podcast. You know how I studied for exams going through college. So show them how I studied. Here is a book. Go ahead and show them what I would do. So walk them through it in audio so they can hear it. Because all this ties into it.
So while most people, so people are taking finals now. So while most people are like reading and like really focused, he's like chilling. Like, it's just a final. And like he'll pick up the paper and he'll like literally like do this and be like, okay, I'm good to go. Like within a minute or less than a minute. I'm like, what you mean you're good to go? Like all these other people around us are slaving, and he picks up goals and then goes makes 100 on an exam.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous.
So there's no doubt. But I say, and all of it. So you can't hear it, you can't see it. Like if you're a podcast listener or this, it seems like I just did something unnecessary, but I didn't, because I see something that's going to happen in a little bit, and so I'm saying this here for a purpose. I'm giving you insight of my gift, my talent. So I see what's getting ready to happen about 7 minutes from now. And so it's where I told you to stop at. I'm going to make this make sense in a second, okay? So here it is. I have this photographic memory. Now I'm already 7 minutes from now, and I see how this is going to tie in together. So now Tempest has this empathy. And when you have a lot of empathy, and I don't have this, she can, it's almost, And I don't mean to make this spiritual, although you're a spiritual person, that's okay, because so am I, right? But that's not, we got a bunch of listeners. But the point is, when you have so much empathy, you can look at people and see right through them. Mm. Okay? Like, right? Is this like, so Tempest, I keep Tempest around me because she understands who and who I should not be around. Mm. So if you mean me harm, the moment you leave or before you leave, she's going to identify it and let me know. Like, I can't see this, right? She's going to let me know. And the only two times I did not listen to this, I paid for it severely. Okay, let me just, right? Am I right? Okay, I paid for it. So now I'm batting 1,000. If she says, like, I'm just telling you, like, so if you just give off the vibe, it doesn't matter. If Tempest, I'm listening to that. I don't care what your potential is. I care about what she says, okay? So watch this here, though. So when he walked in, okay, did you know that he went to prison?
No.
Okay, no, I'm saying this for a reason. Because Tempest has a ability to see right through you. Now remember, so last episode I said, in life you don't get what you want, you get who you are. Okay, so let's remember. Now, did you know that he was serving a life sentence?
No.
But you would have, or not maybe in detail, but did you feel any threat from this man? Mm-mm. What did you feel?
God.
Okay. So she said God. Let's open that up even more, mm-hmm. right? So I don't believe in God. Okay.
Okay.
What did you? So put it in another term for me.
Great energy.
Okay.
Positivity. Just. She said modest. He has a very humbling spirit about him. Never would have guessed a life sentence or anything mm-hmm. close to that.
So let's be stereotypical just for a second, okay? Does he look like he served a life sentence? Now, he's got some muscles over there, right? So but that's you know, he can do push-ups in the living room. He's probably the one, every commercial break, he's knocking out push-ups, keeping his body tight, right? You know, okay, we got that part down, right? He does that. But does he look like a criminal?
No.
I'm not trying to stare. I'm doing this because we have different, right? And so life type, you're a script writer. So typecast. Okay. So right, when we're all this typecasting, right? So we do this every day. I don't care who you are. We right. look at somebody and we, within moments, we judge. Can I trust this person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Within the first moment, it's the first thing we're looking at. Can I trust this person?
Yeah.
Right. Immediately. And so when he walked in, could you trust him?
Yeah.
Okay. This is important. Okay. Remember. Okay. So listen. Now watch this here. Okay. So. In a few short seconds, well, however you want to do it, I never want to leave your gift. I just want to open it up for people to use it or for people to experience it. You don't know anything about what's written down, okay? You just know the sentence, but we don't even know his story yet. We're about to find out. Mm-hmm. But what, if this was the end of the podcast, what would you say about this man? Like, forget his story. What would you say about who he is?
I would say that he is walking in his purpose.
Okay. Now see, now we don't know what your purpose is. We don't know your story. However, you give off the energy. I'm someone that is walking in my purpose. Now, let's find out what your purpose is. But before we get there, watch out. This is going to all make sense. You get to prison. You stated on your own, I've never been there in 72 days. As long as I haven't been, sounds like a six-month city jail, something like that, or county, anything like that. Now you're in prison. Okay? Watch this here. Forget how old you were. If you want to say, you can't. But you walk into this environment. And you, by your own admission, you deserve to be there. At least by the current laws that need to be changed for mandatory drug minimums, right? But I'm not even going to get into that soapbox, okay? I'm not even going to get into that one. Actually, I probably will, but just because I know who I am. Anyway, besides that fact, Keeping in the stereotyping or the typecasting, you deserve, and I'm using air quotes, you guys can't see it, to be there. What do you feel? Walk us through being stripped naked, because you were deloused, right? The little powder they put on you, because if you don't, I've been to jail before, right? So, okay, right? You have to take off, they take your socks, they put on other shoes that are too big, one size fits all. It's freezing cold, right? You're going through this process. How do you feel?
I feel, like I said, I felt alone.
Okay.
Because the person, I felt stripped. Because the person who I was out in the world, I'm not that person in here, because don't nobody know me. Very little, if you know. And let me put this out there.
Go ahead.
I did 20 years on a life sentence.
All right. Okay, so, okay, I was trying to hold that, but since you did it, what happened? Like, you did 20 years on a life sentence. What happened? What's on this cardboard?
I'm going to say it like this here. With hard work and determination.
Yes, sir.
With a foundation in which mom given us from birth. Trust God. Believe in God. See, the foundation in which I believe that even though I had received a life sentence, I also believe that the God I serve was able to deliver me out of my situation.
Okay.
And had I had not had the faith that I had believing through all the storms in life, through the, you know, even though water was in my boat and it felt like it was about to tip over because I had never experienced a life sentence a day in my life.
Right.
Not let us alone to say 20 years.
That's a whole lot of time.
Day for day.
Day for day.
Rocking, crying. Lord, how much longer?
So day for day for the country, that means every calendar day on that 20 years he served, there was no take this off for good behavior. He did 20 years. Keep going.
20 years.
Every day.
It was a struggle every day. But again, you know, in prison you have so many things, so many adversities that are placed at your feet. You know, as far as selling drugs in prison, fighting and stabbing and killing, you have to overcome all of those adversities. Praise God and thank God I didn't get killed nor stabbed. So with that saying, I believe that God was going to deliver me. So what I did was change the mindset, as you would say, that you said from the beginning. We have the other episode. So I began to try to change my mind, even though that was a struggle. Because it's easy to return back to the old nature.
Okay, so does anybody, so you just literally show everybody 7 minutes into the future, we're now here.
Yes.
I asked Tempest a very specific question. Did you see who this man was? And you said, God. It was the first thing she said. Then she said, walking in his purpose, right? And all this stuff. Now, 20 years life sentence, we couldn't see that. What we saw was God and walking in your life purpose. We just went full circle, right? I knew that was coming, right? That's why I wanted to ask her, right? So here you are in this 20 years sentence, but today, that doesn't follow you.
Not at all.
Interesting. Keep talking about the prison. We'll be coming back to that.
Where we're going with this is that I had to trust in my faith. I had to change the mindset with the good, throw away, out with the old, in with the new, with changing the thought process. Because the enemy, as he say, the battlefield is within the mind. So with that saying that I had to change my mindset, I had to trust, I had to believe, and everything that I couldn't see. God say, I'm going to deliver you. But Lord, it's 10 years, Lord. It's 15 years, Lord. It's 17 years, Lord. I had to keep walking in my purpose. I had to keep walking and believing that God, you got to deliver me. I don't believe that I deserve a life sentence. And in the United States, a life sentence is deceased. A life sentence. So because I was believing in it, I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm getting my GED, I'm going taking classes, I'm writing the president, I'm writing Congress, I'm writing my state rep, I'm writing everybody I could think of that were here. my voice because I'm crying. I'm like John the Baptist. I'm crying in the wilderness. It seemed like one nobody hear me. Until 2015.
Okay, so currently listening to this episode is 2016. So we're talking about less than a year ago.
Less than a year ago. Okay. December the 20th, somewhere around the 15, 16.
Okay, so we're actually literally talking about 358 days ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Obama commuted my sentence.
Now, who's Obama?
Obama is the president of the United States.
So currently, in this moment, President Obama is the president of the United States. What happened?
He commuted my sentence.
What does that mean for people to understand?
That means that he liberated me from a life sentence.
Okay, I like the way you said that word. So he liberated you from life sentence. So that means what?
That I was able to walk out of those prison doors from a life sentence.
Okay, all right. Yes. All right, so here we are. So I can tell you for sure the name of this episode, because I now have a clear direction where I want to go with it. And it's coming from you. I want to talk about 20 years of failing. I want to talk about that. Let's make this episode about this, and I'll tell you why in a second. So, President Obama commuted your sentence. Now, here's what you said. These are your words. You titled this episode, okay? And it's 20 years you had faith, but you failed, okay? I'm not talking about getting in. I'm talking about your reality did not meet your faith.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't care how spiritual we
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Like, your reality was not equaling your faith.
Not at all.
But the way you passed it is your faith was above your reality.
Absolutely.
That's why I want to talk about 20 years of failing. Because most of you listening to me, you cannot even survive 20 seconds of failure. And the reason you don't have what you want in life is because you're a quitter.
Absolutely.
The reason you don't have what you want in life is because you're getting who you are, and who you are is quitting. Who you are is a failure, a loser, not because your circumstances say that's what it is. It's simply because you've accepted
Absolutely.
Failing. But you, sir, you went through 20 years of failure. That's a lot. So Thomas Edison went through 1,000 different ways to fail at making the light bulb. That's not a 20-year sentence. I don't know if he did it over 20 years, but he wasn't in an American prison system. He wasn't doing 3 hot meals in a cot. He was not being denied mail. Not that the government was denying mail, your family members, because I understand. Folk love you until they have to write you.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right? Yes. Okay, so here we are failing. Let's talk about all those failings. Okay, now I'm not calling you a failure, and I'm not saying you're there in failure, but what I am, I don't care. Like, let's just not dress it up. 20 years you failed. You had victories in there, but your reality was not meeting your faith, and that looks like failure.
It was.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
That's how we're gonna talk about that the whole way through, right? We're gonna talk about that the whole way through, but you were failing. So before you finish talking, somebody, Kiki Tempest, I don't care what it is, there's something that somebody needs to say that's not us. 20 years, don't even let me lead you. Somebody just say something. I don't care who it is.
I'm just going to say, I thank God, because like Tempest said in my segment, somebody had to go through something in order to help somebody else get past whatever they were going to be going through. That God may have used us as that vessel, because not only is our faith that strong, but we're strong in the mind. He knows us. He's already created us to be that leader. I hate what he went through, you know what I mean? But maybe it's some things that God needed to use him as the example setter, because people love him. His spirit is so good. He's genuinely really kind, really, really kind. So You see a person like that go through something, and average person be like, well, you know what? If it could happen to him, I need to clean up my act. Maybe I shouldn't be doing these things. You know, going down the same path. Because they want to be like these people that they idolize. But he's telling them, that's not you. Don't do that. Don't let what happened to me happen to you. You know what I mean? you know, he's a good looking guy. You know what I mean? I'm just saying people.
No, he's a good looking guy.
You know, I'm just saying, but people in, you know, in prison and things of that nature, he see other good looking kids too. Hey, you might can't fight like I can fight. This might not be your fight. You know, don't do this route. This life isn't for you. I'm living it. I had to get mine commuted. You know what I mean? So don't do this. So he may have brought him through that to be the speaking voice for other people who idolize the things that they see people doing on the street to make money and things of that nature. So your walk wasn't in vain. Now your story is a testimony to go out there and share with the world. You know, even though I believe that that was way too much. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is that's okay. I'm not even gonna go there. Just not yet. Yeah. Not at least not yet. Right? I want to keep it. I'm trying to keep the Democrats and the Republicans.
You're right.
As neutral as possible right now. Right. And you know, yeah and nay. But here's what we know for sure: just because you get caught, don't mean you can't change.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's do that. And just because you get caught, doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Does not.
Okay, now these are okay, right, these are, I don't think anybody would disagree with that, left or right, Jew or Gentile, white or black, I don't think anybody would disagree with those two statements, but let's, what's that on you? You have anything on you? You're so lying. That's okay, we'll come back to you, right?
You see how I work through you. I just say that personally because I know the spirit's good and it never. He never let that change.
What? Yeah. See. Okay. So, I'm just gonna have to this. So basically, you are a victim. Well, you're a victim of your own choices, and own acceptance. Right. That's a fact. That's one side of it. The business side of it is this: in America, there's four ways to survive in America. Level one is income. I mean, employment. Right. But then. And then they downsize, right? And or whatever, right? Or however, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm trying to use emotionally neutral words. Number one, employment. Number two is welfare, okay? Okay, so, but then they downsize welfare. They call it welfare reform.
Right.
They don't want you on that level either, okay? Right. So then you get kicked off of welfare. And this is not very, let me just put this, it's very dangerous to talk to me if you don't want to be awakened, right? So this, let me just, that's like a flaw. People don't like talking to me because I spit facts, okay? So, number one, work. Number two, welfare. They don't want you there either. Number three, it's criminal. That's what it is. Now, right? But then you go to system number four, which is prison. And in system number four, there's a $3 billion a year economy that no prisoner will reap the benefits of or receive. So don't get it twisted. The business side of prison is income.
Absolutely.
It's economy. Now, I am not excusing you if you're, absolutely, you know, you're absolving you of what you've done. But there's a business side of this. It's a $3 billion. 1994, President Bill Clinton signed into the act, the Omnibus Criminal Act, which they got $27,000 per, two corporations, the government gave $27,000 per prison sale. And $87,000 per prisoner. So one prisoner in one cell is six figures. Put two in there, it's nearly $200,000. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a business behind this here that, and these are facts. You can look this up. 1994, the Criminal Act that Bill Clinton signed himself. I'm spitting you straight facts. So I was, you know, so just right, just giving you the business side of it. So whether you agree or not, we're just talking facts. Well, yeah, that's why it's dangerous to talk to me, right? Yeah. But here's the deal. So let's go back to you, because you're in this economic boom in prison. But you and I'm just gonna, you deserve air quotes again to be there because you did something wrong. 20 years, that's up for debate, right? And I don't even want to get into that in this podcast. But here you are, failing. Okay, you're failing. Now the truth is, it's not. Punchline of this is, we're going to end, and he was never failing, right? He was never failing. That's the punchline. But we want to, but you don't feel like that.
Absolutely.
Right? Because I don't want to, you know, yeah. Okay, so take us through that. Take us through, like, here, you got all this faith, but that don't affect, let's faith, right? What's the worst thing you saw in prison?
Killings. Okay.
Did you hear the plural there? He didn't say killing. How long did it take for you to see a killing from the day you got in?
It was like less than 2 days. I got off the bus and I seen a dude get stabbed like 21 times.
Okay, so watch this here. Now see, unfortunately, but fortunately for this podcast and this purpose, I know a thing or two. Watch this here. So in less than 48 hours, you go from never being in prison to witnessing someone get stabbed. That's a hate crime. Well, that's a crime of passion is what they would call it, right? Because it takes a lot. Yeah, because you feel the flesh and you right. That's a lot. Okay, that's personal. Okay, now watch this here. So here we are. Now you're successful now. Whether your clothing line ever becomes Ralph Lauren-ness or whatever, whether you start the next Alibaba, which is a communications tech company in the Middle East, right? Whether you do whatever that, you're successful. And I'm going to tell you why you're successful with something that Farrakhan says, right? But I'll give you that in a second. So here's the deal. In fact, let me give it to you now. You're successful. For those on podcasts, here's a dirty glass of water. Excuse me. Right? Now here's a clean glass of water. But here's the problem. If you want to expose a dirty glass of water, see, we march against it. We argue against it. We post about it on social network and nothing ever changes because nobody can notice it's dirty. In order to expose a dirty glass of water, you place a clean glass of water next to it. You don't have to say anything. You just sit it there, right? By existing, the dirty glass of water now has to be changed. You don't have to march. You don't have to talk. You just exist. Somebody, this doesn't belong here. Whether they write a law, do something, they will literally stop this. This can't, this something has to change. Because this doesn't look like this, right? But you can never, if you don't have anything to compare it to, right? This is why Tempest couldn't pick up on your dirtiness. She picked up on your cleanliness. Now here's the deal. So whether you ever become a millionaire or whatever it is that you are, she sends you walking in your purpose because you're a clean glass of water. You already won, not by surviving, by existing. Whether you ever, somebody would be affected, whether in this room or on this podcast, not because you went out there and did something, because you existed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So you existed, right? Absolutely. And because you exist, you already won. Now take us to this dark moment. Here we go. We got 20 years. But 48 hours. Killings is what he said. Now watch this here. You said, take us through that. Something I want to do first. Did you? Now he saw it. Because he's here. Did you see it though? In there. Okay, what was your option?
Lord, well, you got me.
Okay.
I don't deserve to be here.
But if somebody asked you if you saw it, what was your option?
No.
Okay, right? Okay, so in prison, you either seen it or you didn't. Now, he saw it because his citizens communicated. And he ain't. And even if I asked him, he ain't got no details for me in the name of Jesus. Right? He ain't got no details. So here you are, you see something that you didn't see. You saw it.
What?
But if you would have saw it, and you would have said you saw it, what would have happened to you?
I would have been killed.
Immediately. Now, interesting. So you're in a place. Now that's, I just feel like that's a failing situation.
Let me just say this with you to help me.
Yeah.
You would have seen it, and you would have said something about it. They would have put you in protected custody. But guess what? You can never go to no other spot without them killing you on that. So you like literally, you running.
Right.
And it's only so far that you can run out of space to run because you're in small environments. You can't go nowhere else. So you go get killed. Somebody's gonna stab you because the way they do in prison, they might send a kite here. You might get transferred over here, and he might get transferred. Yeah, that's the guy that told on the guy that got killed and got this. Now all of a sudden, you don't know who finna come up and stab. So it's dark living in that type of environment. Very, very dark.
But your faith was above that darkness. Like, that's the whole point of this episode. Like, if I forget them, I'm telling you, somebody needs to hear that you can. Because I said it at the end of your episode, until you win in your mind first, right? You can't, like, you can, you would, let me tell you, scientifically, psychologically, and philosophically, you would never have your sentence communicated had it not been communicated in your mind first.
Absolutely. I believe that.
So killings, but you said you wrote, and this is why I said you titled this episode. How many times you tried to get your, how many times you tried to get out?
The day I walked in. Okay. The day I walked in.
So do me a favor, get your calculator for me, Tempest. I want you to do 20 times 365 for me. Okay, let's do this here. 20 times 365. And that number is? Okay, watch this. 7,300, but hold on. That's not an accurate number. So 20 times 4 would be 5. So he literally went through 5 extra days because of leap years. So 7,305. Now we have an accurate number. You failed 7,305 times, but not times, for 24 hours. What that feel like?
That feels like hell.
Walking still.
You burning, you know, and you feel as though like, you know, what's the purpose of praising God? What's the purpose of believing in something that you actually begin to buy in that it does not exist? Only exists in your mind, but your reality and your circumstances and your situation that surrounds you show you that your faith
ain't nothing.
Ain't real. Wake up.
Wake
clown.
Up. Yes, yes. Go there.
You know what I'm saying?
Wake up. I like
you
that.
Know, you know, you're living in a land that does not exist. This is your reality. This is prison. You're going to stay here, and that's how much time they give you, and this is what you have to face. And you, until you face this reality, you're going to go crazy, or, you know, you're going to be everything. You know what I'm saying? So you got so much coming at you because in your mind, you believe that this God that sits high and look low sees all, and he's able to do that. You're seen, you're read in the Bible of so many great men that went through every trial and error and they was able to come out of that situation. I feel like I'm one. So Lord, what you waiting on? You know, and it seemed like years and years, it got longer and longer, and my daughter done write me, Daddy, you said you was coming on 5 years and 7 years ago. So I still have to give them a story until after a while I was getting heavy to where I just stopped giving them a story. Because I didn't want to be looked at as a liar.
Wow. So now we got three things now. So let's open up all three of those things. You were stuck in a position, literally, to where your faith didn't catch up with your hope.
Not at all.
Okay. Now, or your faith didn't catch up with your dream. Mm-hmm. How does that feel?
It's stressful, man. It's just, you know, it will break any strong man down. I don't care how strong you are, it will break you down.
Watch this here. Everybody in here, everybody listening, you don't have to be doing a life sentence to be broken down when your faith don't catch up with your dream. Take that out of prison and put that in all of you fighting for this business you started, but your faith ain't caught up with your dream. Take that to all you script writers writing plays, and you throw a play but two people show up. And most of you, now listen, let me keep going. Take that to all you secretaries out there that you have a dream of being more than just an administrative professional, or you want to be a great administrative professional, but everybody around you think you just a secretary. And at that moment, your faith ain't caught up with your dreams. Let's keep going. Take that to all you athletes out there trying to be a basketball, football player, but your faith ain't caught up with your dreams. And you done put your faith out there and told people, I'm going to make it. I'm going home. I'm coming home. I'm going to make it. I'm going to do this. But now you got to explain to them how you lose it.
Please.
I set you up.
Can I say something on top of that?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you how.
Go ahead.
I look crazy.
Go
to
ahead.
The compound. When Obama commuted those other guys' sentences, I took my counselor had called me and she told me that they had commuted these other guys' sentence. So she gave me the piece of paper. I scratched where they named were, I'm the president, dear Mr. James, I am the president, just commuted your sentence, blah, blah, blah. So what I did was took James' name out and scratched it out. And I put Sheldon Williams. Mr. Sheldon Williams, I'm the president, Mr. Obama, just commuted your sentence on blah, blah, blah. So I scratched their name out, and every morning I would wake up and I would read that faithfully and put that in my subconscious mind, and I believe that, and I start walking in that. I even went as far as, after that, I packed all my stuff in the green bag that we get in prison. And I walked it all the way to R&D. They like, man, R&D stands for, it's a place to where you come in and you go out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Ready, delivery, or whatever. It's just a place where you go in and uh-huh. out. So I packed all my stuff up.
Okay, watch this here. Watch this here. Okay, watch this here. You packed all your stuff up and you did what?
I packed all my stuff up and got them on my and put it on my bag and walked all the way up there to the place to where you exit out of, where you exit out of the prison
mm-hmm.
and go on the other side of where it's freedom at.
Freedom at. And you did this how many times?
I did it one time because all it took was one time, because once you pack all your things up, that means you leaving this compound.
Okay, okay, okay. But before you did it, you took a letter and you scratched out somebody else's name and you right. put yours. Okay. And so, what's going on in your mind? Like you take us through that, cause what's going on in your mind? You failing, but not you, cause a failure don't take a letter and put their name on.
Right.
What's going on in your mind?
What's going on in my mind is that believing in self, believing that the God that I serve didn't blame me this far to leave me. I have to believe that I don't have nothing else. Everybody done turned it back. I ain't getting no letters. And then if I am getting some, it's very few.
Yeah.
And people looking at a life sentence like, oh, he gone.
Gone.
He never coming back. No. That's federal. Yeah. Federal means you go do that time day for day. You dead. You gone.
Gone.
So with that saying is that I have nothing else but to believe that part of me that I can be free.
Wow.
I can be free.
So you got to start. I can be free. I can be free. What did it do to you on the inside? Like the honest, real, no complex vocabulary. Like you wrote down what? Because before you can write something down, you got to do it in your mind first. But then when you do it in your mind first, you got to feel the way.
You got to see it.
Okay.
I felt it, and I seen.
What did it when you felt it though? Like. Felt it how? Like, what did it do to you?
It gave me the sense of security. It gave me the confidence that believed that what I was doing wasn't in vain.
Could you sleep?
Could I sleep? It was days to where I could, and it was days to where I couldn't. Because along that path, when you believe in faith, let's go with faith. What faith is?
The substance of things hoped for.
But what?
The evidence of things not seen.
I couldn't see my freedom. But I could, though.
Well, you saw that.
I saw it in my mind.
Okay. And so, okay, that's good. Have you ever read the book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
I'm glad you said you did. So, I read this book twice a year, and I've been reading it since 2008. Okay? Now, this is so exciting, because I've been telling my team, my employees, this part, you have no idea. I literally believe in Think and Grow Rich, right? Think and Grow Rich. Write this down, Napoleon Hill. He has 13 principles in this book of how to get what you desire. And I promise you, you named them all. Watch this here. Number one is a burning desire. In order for you to win, you have to have I literally had to open my laptop up and look at my notes, because I read it like I get, right? You have to have a burning. Everything begins with an idea. Thoughts, yes. Ideas, organized plans. Thoughts are things. I'm quoting Napoleon Hill. Incredibly powerful things when mixed with definite hope of purpose, persistence, and a burning desire for their translation into riches.
Whoa.
Your riches with money, it was what? Freedom.
Freedom.
Now, let's go back. How did you feel? You failing, air quotes, but that ain't what was happening in your head.
Not at all.
You had a burning desire. Go ahead, open it. Hey, whatever you want to say. I don't know what you're going to say.
That burning desire was that one day I knew I could be free.
And, but you wrote it down, though.
Yes, I did.
You crossed somebody's name out.
I literally crossed their name out and put my name. And you may have to do that sometimes.
What you talking about?
That's you know what I'm saying? You may have to read Napoleon Hill book several times to buy in to his philosophy or buy into, you know, whatever it is that he's giving you and go back. You have to change the mindset. Because if you imprison yourself, then can't nobody else liberate you.
No.
So you must free yourself within your mind. So I bought into freeing my mind of, I can't stay in prison. I wasn't created to be here, to live here the rest of my life.
Wow.
So when I scratched his name out, I will say my name in the place of his. Dear Mr. Sheldon Williams, I am the president, old President Obama. I am committed. I would say it every morning.
That's right.
And what that did was continue to feed that burning desire to know that my labor wasn't in vain, and also to let me know that I'm getting closer and closer and closer, because I know he's getting ready to commute some other sentences. So what I did, because I knew my time was next. He done just did them. Oh, Lord, I know it's my time next, because you done told me. I believe that. I'm walking in my purpose. I got the burning desire. I packed everything up that was in my locker, and I put it on my shoulder, and I walked across that compound, and those guys and everybody looking at me like, hey, where you going? You all getting transferred? Where you going? I said, man, Obama just commuted my sentence, man. And like, for real, when he did it, he getting ready to do it. Matter of fact, he already did it. I'm just saying this here, so, of course, months have went by. I'm looking like I done lost my mind. Oh, this fool, and love. Man, I thought you was leaving. I thought you said Obama commuted sentence. He did, man, I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to go. And guess what he did? He commuted another group of people. So you know I'm really looking stupid.
Stupid. Just.
Here I am, impregnated with this beautiful miracle that I believe that my freedom is coming.
Did anybody else believe in it but you?
No, it was me alone.
Okay, so this pause real quick. This whole thing is about you. You narrate this whole thing. I need for everybody to understand in this room, on this podcast, that y'all in prison. You see, you've hoodwinked yourself to believe,
yes,
that because you're not in sales, that you're not in prison.
Mm.
But when you too afraid to go have belief in your own definite sense of purpose, you're in prison.
Yes.
I don't care what you say. I don't care how you dress it up. This is why I say it to my people all the time. You winning or you losing? Stop coming up with clever, cute words to make your losing feel better. Mm. The truth is you a loser. And you a loser not because of what people have done to you. You a loser because of the thoughts you hold in your mind.
Absolutely.
And so here's the deal. You got out of prison. Did you ever have any evidence to say that you would?
Not at all.
Just belief.
Just belief.
So you had nothing in your reality nothing. Said, ooh, this is going to happen.
All I had was before me was a life sentence deceased. I never had a clue, never knew when it was coming, never knew how it was coming. All I had was the faith and belief, and what I was doing wasn't in vain. That's all I had.
No
I didn't
evidence.
Have no evidence, no nothing.
No
I had
inside.
Nothing. No inside.
No $1 million lawyer.
No
connections.
No connections.
Listen.
20 years.
Listen, y'all can get whatever you want to get to, and you don't need connections. Okay, now I'm taking this out of prison. We're putting this in business. We're putting this in hopes and dreams. You can get in whatever college you want to. You can literally pay off your debt, get in college. You can literally have that baby you don't think you can have. You can literally do whatever you want to do. And here's the deal. Like Sheldon, you ain't going to see it.
You ain't going to see it.
There will be no evidence for it.
Not at all.
But you got to go. Okay, in fact, let me not tell you. You tell them.
There's no evidence for it. They ain't gonna see it. What they gotta do?
Believe. Mm. Believe.
But we say that all the time though, and it's so cliche. But is it?
I'm gonna say this along.
Please,
with
please.
Now I see why God say, just have faith of a mustard seed. You know how small a mustard seed is? But yet it's so hard. And that mustard seed is really, really small. I'm like, oh man, that's small, man. I can do that. Man, a mustard seed is really, really small, but yet so hard.
So hard.
So hard.
Now, why is it hard? Because listen, you believe in, that ain't what your reality say.
Not at all.
So what would you say to people? Like, cause we I don't know when this episode go in, and I don't even care. This is good. Cause listen, I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of people out here with far more freedoms. Like you can't even Google in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like we out here with smartphones, Googling. We out here with opportunities you never would afford it for 20 years. And we ain't using them because
in prison.
In prison. And we more in prison, out here free.
Absolutely.
Then you were literally in a physical prison that was never meant for you to succeed. You were meant to be somebody else's economy. Mm. But you believed your way out. But we out here free and won't believe our way out our credit card. Mm. We won't believe our way out our depression. So all you had was belief. No evidence.
No.
What made you keep it? Because this is what everybody wants to know. What made you keep that belief?
What made me keep my belief is because it is all that I had. I mean, you know, when something is all that you have and it's been working for you all these years, you know, and it's been working now, you just chose to ignore it. Hey, you know selling drugs is wrong, it's legal. You're going to prison. You're going to prison. Man, just chill for a moment.
Yeah,
I got you. Just chill.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but you already have that part in you that leads you and guides you. All you got to do is listen. That's why I don't mean to sound religious.
No, go ahead. That's do whatever you want to say.
Jesus said, I must leave. You know, I must leave so the Holy Spirit will come and will comfort you and lead you and guide you into all truth. See, that truth that's within you, you have to believe that part of you, be bold about it, confident, and walk in that purpose. Walk with that faith. Trust that faith. Trust who you are. And I had to come to that point. As you say, once that meet each other, it's no turning back, because no matter what she say, he say, the staff say, oh, you ain't never going home.
And they will say it.
And they go say it, because this is how they get their bread and butter. I'm their bread and butter.
So it benefited people to tell you what you can't do.
Absolutely.
Mm. How does that not work out here in the free world?
It works. Listen, out here too.
The people that are talking about you, it benefit them for you not to make it, because when you make it, you show them how sorry they are.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But here you is, you said your real answer to that was, it's all I had. Did you have a plan B?
Never had a plan B.
So you wanted freedom so bad. Were you willing to die for it?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, break that down, because this is Think and Grow Rich.
I remember there was a saying, they say, I think Steve Harvey quoted this. If you have a plan B, then that means you didn't have confidence and faith in plan A.
Stay there for a little bit, please. You helping somebody, man.
You know, so you have to really, it's just like even I was listening to an episode of, it's just like with your business, as you was talking about.
Yes, sir.
How can you expect your business to grow if you believe in a plan B? You know what I'm saying? You ain't giving your all to plan A. You know, so I had to give all my all, everything about me to my plan A was my faith and believing that freedom exists. You know, y'all don't see it. Yeah, you might not see it, but I see it. Like I said, I packed my stuff up and literally walked out. And look, people looking at me as they're, okay, did anybody call you up here? I'm like, no, ma'am. They said, well, where are you going? I said, well, I'm packing my stuff up, sending it to my family, because Obama just commuted my sentence. Oh, he did? Oh, congratulations. You know, did you got the paperwork? Yeah, it's in the mail.
listen. You know. Number two, Think and Grow Rich. Principle is faith. You would never even thought of your main desire. Yours was freedom.
Freedom.
Unless faith was tugging at your mind. Faith is vital to accomplishment. Have faith that you can accomplish that which you seek. And you would never have decided upon it unless it was meant for you to accomplish.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Wow.
You were meant to be free. And in your episode, I had no idea what your story, but I talked about George S. Clason's book, Richest Man in Babylon. Davidir was a slave, and that lady told him, you can't be a slave unless you are a slave. Ooh. And he got out of slavery because he said, I'm not meant to be a slave. And that's, you would never, and prison is slavery.
Yes.
And you would have never, ever, ever got out of there without having faith. But here's the deal. Think and Grow Rich. He got all, this ain't his philosophy. These philosophies are millionaires and billionaires, right? He literally says that your mind wouldn't even think of it if you weren't already meant for it.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
Go ahead. Your turn, sir.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. Whatever's in you, because you whatever you about to say next was meant to be said.
Wow. I mean, that was a powerful statement right there.
That's Nicky Grow Rich.
I'm just thinking about that, what you just said, and I can see that now. You know, and with that saying is that you can't do nothing but be successful when you adopt that type of mindset, because the evidence has been proven. You know, these great writers would have never told you so or wrote about it if it did not exist.
Right.
And so because it exists, why not take the time to invest in it?
Right. That's it. And it doesn't matter what religion you are.
At all.
It's good if you have faith. Forget all. You got your sentence. Listen. I need y'all to understand. That's not random. That's not coincidence.
No, sir.
You would still be there if you were not applying these tactics. Now, you don't have to do. Listen. You don't have to read this book to do this. You can. You don't have to understand gravity for it to pull you to this earth.
Absolutely.
It's here. Mm-hmm. Period. Now my shit's here. You would still be in jail. Had you not believed.
Absolutely.
Like, the truth is, somebody would have said, and Obama just don't go out randomly commuting people. There's a process. I don't know the process. But somebody has to say, here's a few names. Here's the deal. You wouldn't even been on that list had you been a killer.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't have been on that list had you been negative.
Absolutely.
Now let's put that into out of prison. Y'all meant for greatness, but you can't. Greatness can't put you on the list to get it if you're negative. You don't get to meet your Obama that you never met before. People will change your life that you never met before. That is their dream. Listen. I need you to listen. This quantum physics calls it entanglement. Entanglement is when, and we have scientific evidence for entanglement. This is when you separate two protons or whatever from different sides of the galaxy or different space and time. And whatever you do to one, it does to the other automatically. Okay? Now, since you're a Christian, your Bible says, whatever you do unto the least of these, my brethren, you do also unto me. So whatever you do to people, you do to God, right? All entanglement. Watch this here. So basically, everything was connected. Watch this here. Before you ever went to prison, Obama was in Hawaii, with whatever dreams he had. And you didn't know that his dreams was tied into your commute.
Absolutely.
But had you not believed in your dreams, his dreams couldn't rub off on you.
Amen.
Listen, y'all, have to be able to understand that you don't need, I want to do it myself. For what? You would never have achieved your freedom without another man dreaming on his own dreams. Ooh. But they all connected. But if you don't qualify for his blessing, if you don't qualify to meet the overflow of that dream, you're going to miss it. And so you mentioned everything's inside of you, right? If you don't have what's inside of you oozing out, you're going to miss what's oozing out of others. So if you're sitting there all mad by yourself, you missing how my dream can affect you.
Absolutely.
Make sense?
Absolutely.
So let's go back. You failed for 20-something years, bro. Absolutely. You failed. So you mentioned that you kept saying it over and over. You said, I crossed out, and I kept reading. Sheldon Williams, this is me. Take us through that, because it's called auto-suggestion, which is actually step 3. I need you to listen. By accident, okay? Ready? You ain't have no Mac with the notes written in order. And I tell you, I read this book twice a year for 8 years now. So I have detailed notes that I put. I have 8 years worth of notes on this here, right? But you ain't have that. You ain't had no Mac.
Not at all.
You just had belief, and you kept telling yourself over and over, and you ain't had no plan B. And you said, you quoted Steve Harvey. Now, tell me, what was significant about it's all I had? What's significant about that?
Because at the end of the day, you all you got, period.
So how did
who
you
else
behave?
Believe in you?
So when they doubted you, it's all I have. How did you defeat? Well, that made you defeat their doubts, but how, logically? Because when I doubt you, you ain't gonna make it. But when that's all you have, you ain't got no plan B. Walk us through that. Like, how did you? In fact, I don't even want to lead you. This. You ain't got no plan B. So, what all does not having a plan B affect?
It allows you to invest in plan A wholeheartedly. You know, because as they will say in lay materials, I'm going to show my haters that I can rise above the circumstances, all the situation that surrounds.
So, if all you got is your faith, then I can't take it from you.
You can't. Unless I give it to you. And I'm not going to give it to you.
Please open it up, sir.
I'm not gonna give you my faith.
Come on, man.
And we give people our faith.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They rob you. Give me your faith. You just give it to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can't do that. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna throw this out there with you alone.
Go ahead.
You know how hard it is to get your sentence commuted. And you said that. In the United States, you have how many prisons?
Yeah.
And millions. You know, I mean, not only is you have many, many, many men and women writing the president.
Yeah.
I want out. What makes you so unique, something so special, the way he's able to get your commutation packet?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, as you said, it tied in. He wasn't even president when I went to prison 20 years ago. He wasn't even president then.
Wow. No, he wasn't. So I just pulled up a post from the Washington Post, like this, use the internet. And this is, I had read this here. It said, the problem with Obama's big push to commute prisoners' prison sentences, okay? This is from August 16th, 2016, okay? So I just wanted to do this here. Now, it says, as of this year, the sentences of 214 federal prisoners on Wednesday, at least 67 of them were serving life sentences. Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Right? This is 2016, right? So 67 of them were serving life sentences. So you asked how much. Let me blow this up because I can see, right? 67. And here's the deal. Of all the presidents, this is Washington Post. As a matter of fact, make sure I put this in the show notes, right? Of all the presidents, Obama has commuted the second least of prisoners. Woodrow Wilson did more. Obama has done the second least, according to this here. Okay, so watch this here. Now, so you asked, to say nothing more than 1.3 million people are currently held in state prisons. Sir, mathematically,
yes,
you were less than 0.001% of the people's sentences commuted. You didn't have no chance. It didn't make sense. Like, you don't even equal to 1%. You don't equal less than 1%. You wouldn't supposed to. But belief never, ever follows logic. The consequences and the harvest of believing in yourself and having a plan A only never gets defeated, even if it takes 20 years to get it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Evidence.
Yes, I think we can clap on that for real. Right?
Oh, well, this is a struggle now.
I just looked that up. I'm gonna keep that up. We put that in the show notes. Yeah. I don't want anybody to say that I didn't make that up. It's right here, right? So here's the deal, right? Here's the deal. You believe. Now this is important, right? Because let me give you the 13. Let me give you the 13 principles real quick. Burning desire, faith, auto-suggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination. You saw yourself free. Well, he been talking. I got my bag, right? Hey, man, I'm commuted. That's imagination. I'm gonna come back to that, right? Decision, persistence, power of the mastermind, enthusiasm, subconscious brain, use your brain, and the sixth sense, right? So forget all breaking all those down. Let's get ready to end this here. And this time, I ain't had no final thoughts. I'm gonna let you do final thoughts, right? Here's the deal. You would never have went. Your body can never go where your mind has not been. You've never taken your place in life where your mind didn't go first. You can't quit a job unless you quit first. You would have never sold drugs unless you sold them first in your mind. And you would have never been free unless you literally were free in your mind. So, this is the last thing I'm going to say. And you got the rest of the episode. Whatever you say last is how we end. And then in 10% end is out. Guys, don't be free and have less faith in this man. You literally... In fact, let me make this personal. Let me hurt some of your feelings. And I don't mean to, but I need to do it. You are disappointing your mother by having less faith in this man. When your mama gave birth to you, she had high hopes for you.
Absolutely.
Your mother never said, this child is going to be faithless. So when you lose your definite sense of purpose, your burning desire, you're letting down your mother. And that's not okay. It's not okay to put somebody through 40, 50 hours of labor to cause near death and rip skin open. It's not okay. It's not okay to let some... It costs money to live. Like, we can't... You're not born for free. I mean, this ain't the 15th century. It cost $3,000, $4,000 to get here. And you wasting somebody's investment. When you no longer have faith in yourself.
Yes.
So the only thing I have to tell you is, don't be out here free with iPhones and Androids and podcasts. Listen, if you listen to this podcast, you have more opportunities of freedom than this man had. And if you are out here in prison and you're not in a real prison, stop complaining. Stop complaining, because if you ain't got to pick up no green bag and then holler across a 40-man tank, if you're not sitting up here eating noodles and swapping soups for soups, if you're not out here in a cold environment, if you're not watching somebody get stabbed 21 times in 48 hours of getting in a new environment, shut up. Stop complaining. Because you got a better opportunity than what this man had, and you're not using it. And on the strength of that, nobody's making you lose but you. Final thoughts on you, sir.
First of all, I just thank God for this moment, because this wasn't planned.
No.
First of all.
No.
So, as Tippett said, that this was ordained, shall I say. This was meant to happen. So, this episode was meant to happen as well. So, I believe everyone that is listening, they are listening because it was meant for them to hear this here. You know, so they can be liberated. So they can understand that, you know, freedom lies within. It's not on the outside. It's not a hat or... or starter jacket on some Jordans, or that mask in which Kiki was saying, that's not freedom. Freedom has the first start with within yourself. And when you buy into self, like you buying into Jordan and supporting this brand, support your brand. I support me, you know. How else you expect anybody to sow in your life or buy into your brand when you don't believe in self? So if you believe wholehearted in yourself and what you believe in, you will see the fruits of your labor. But you can't see the fruits of your labor because you sowing in everything else instead of self. So my words, you know, to all those around the world and all those that are listening is please believe in self first and foremost. Never allow anyone to tell you that you less than and that you can't do what you set out to do. And as they say, be careful letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing. There's many quotes that protect you from the enemy that sits, that lurks, that try to, as they say, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Never allow no one that does not support you in any kind of way kill your dreams and make you feel less than, as though that you're not deserving of everything that your heart desires. God will bless you if you truly believe in what he has given you. He's given you all the keys to this world. The Bible stands for what? Basic what?
Instructions before leaving earth.
He given us this. So we already have the tools to be able to figure this thing out called life. Now, we also understand that we hold ourselves in taunt and captivity without being free, without freeing our mind. And my advice is that be free. Be free, truly believe in yourself. Never let no one tell you that you can't do it, because I'm a prime example of understanding that you can do it. So I definitely have no excuse about me not being able to be successful out here, because I was successful in here, and now that I made it out of my situation, I'm also able to be successful out here, and you are too. So with that saying, man, believe in yourself, invest in yourself, and stay focused. Stay focused.
Wow. So before we close out, do you have something you want to say?
Thank you for sharing your story. I was not expecting that.
No.
At all.
No.
Wow.
That
I was not expecting.
No offense. Was the greatest episode we ever had. Yeah, buddy. Wow.
Thank you. Because I wasn't expecting.
Thank God, because it wasn't me, and you know, and what we do also understand it was just like every man in the Bible. Like Joseph. His brother sold him in slavery, in captivity. Not understanding that he was setting him up to where when famine come along, he can be able to bless his brothers and his dad now. So we don't understand what God is doing and how he's setting it up. It's just our job just to be able to hear the spirit of God and not harden our heart. But, you know, do as he say. You know, be obedient in other words.
Well, let's title this one. I'm going to call it 20 years of failure. That's what I'm going to call it. It is. So it came back full circle. Close us out.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out to President Barack Obama, just because I love him. He is the greatest ever.
She's obviously an Obama supporter.
Okay, definitely. I concur.
Yeah. but thank you guys for listening, and see you next time.
And also, can I just I thank God for all the people that he placed in my life as well. So I give them a shout out. All those that believed, which it was very few.
Name them.
Those that believed, like my mom, my brother, and those people that I impacted their life, whether it was small or big, around the Galveston County, Lamarck, Hitchcock, Houston, you know, Florida area, you know, all those people that I impacted somewhere, whether it was little or small, I thank God for them as well, you know, and I just send them a shout out and my kids. And I just thank God for allowing God to set this up, because I didn't see this at all as well.
No, I don't think anybody did, that's for sure. What I can tell you is, I have a gift. Like I said, I can go way out. You ain't done yet, sir. You have yet to make your impact. I assure you. Guys, it doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter who you are. You can get more out of life if you simply plant better.
Yes. Bye.